Good morning. It's Monday, August 24th, and this is Mamoun Azeem with the morning news. Give us a few minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know, to be in the know. Two of the world's closest trading partners are now officially at odds. Talks between the United States and Canada collapsed late Friday, triggering fresh 50% U.S. tariffs on a slice of Canadian goods, from dairy to hockey equipment. President Trump said Canada wanted the perks of American statehood without the commitment, while Prime Minister Mark Carney called the move a miscalculation meant to divide Canadians. Carney says Ottawa will match Washington dollar for dollar starting September 8th. Each side blames the other for last-minute changes to the deal. With no new talks scheduled and a review of the North American Trade Pact already underway, the fallout for consumers and industries on both sides of the border is only beginning to unfold. Another news. 12 days after a violent storm tore through northern Indiana, tens of thousands are still living in the dark. The storm system, which brought tornadoes and wind gusts near 100 miles an hour to the Chicago and Gary areas on August 11th, killed 7 people and knocked out power to hundreds of thousands. Resident Terry Dubois described the storm as a sheer wall of wind. Nearly 30,000 customers remained without electricity as of Sunday, forcing families to rely on generators, food charities, and neighbors for basic needs. A class action lawsuit has now been filed against the utility company over tree management. Indiana's governor has requested a faster federal disaster declaration, and the utility expects full restoration by Wednesday. Around the world, diplomacy in the Gulf is picking up pace this week. Oman's foreign minister, Sayed Badr al-Busaidi, is set to travel to Tehran on Tuesday to continue discussions with Iran over the Strait of Hormuz, a waterway critical to global oil shipping. The visit follows months of Oman quietly shuttling messages between Washington and Tehran. Iran's foreign ministry spokesperson confirmed the trip on Monday, adding that Pakistan's army chief, who has also played a mediating role between the U.S. and Iran, is expected in the Iranian capital today. Neither government has detailed what concrete outcomes might come from the visits, but the flurry of diplomatic activity suggests renewed pressure to keep tensions from boiling over in one of the world's most strategic choke points. Another news. For the first time since ties went cold, Syrian and Israeli officials sat down together this weekend. The U.S. mediated talks in Jordan aimed to halt Israeli strikes and operations inside Syrian territory and to revive a broader security agreement. Contact between the two sides had been frozen since the start of the Iran war and cut off entirely after Israeli strikes hit a Syrian airbase last week. Syria's foreign minister said the two sides had agreed on paper to almost everything earlier this year, though he acknowledged a deep lack of trust remains. Damascus is pressing for an Israeli withdrawal to pre-2024 positions and restoration of a decades-old disengagement line. Whether goodwill from this weekend's meeting translates into a lasting deal remains an open question. Another news. Britain's newest prime minister is making his first trip abroad count. Andy Burnham travels to Ukraine today to co-chair a meeting of the Coalition of the Willing and meet President Volodymyr Zelensky just weeks after taking office. He's expected to announce British support for Ukraine's domestic long-range missile production, including releasing classified data on British components used in the Scalp cruise missile. "Ukraine's security is our security," Burnham said ahead of the visit. Britain has already pledged more than £25 billion in support since the war began, and Moscow warned last week of consequences over Britain's expanding role. The trip signals continuity in UK backing for Kyiv under new leadership. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.